this Flyover Clip.
It came up, I think, in October. Tucker Carlson has dove into it. A lot of people, this deposition because of a sexual harassment suit by Amy Sweezy. We bring her picture up. Tell the listeners a little bit about her and her role in the law process there in Minneapolis. I mean, she's 28 years working in as an attorney for the city.
Yeah. I will say that Tucker stole our story from Alpha News. We were the first to break that story, but that's okay. It's Tucker. So I have nothing but respect. But I was like, guy, maybe you could have given us some.
Give me a shout out, Tuck.
Yeah, that would be nice. But no, these are some depositions that came to light as part of a sexual discrimination lawsuit that Amy Sweezy had filed against Mike Freeman, then Hennepin County Attorney Mike Freeman. And in those depositions, under oath, she talks about the immense pressure, as I was mentioning, that they were under at that time to charge these officers, specifically the three other officers, and when they withdraw from the case. So she's having a conversation that she talks about in these depositions with Dr. Andrew Baker early on, who says, you know, Amy, what happens if the medical findings don't back up this public narrative, what people have already decided in their minds? He says, this is the kind of case that ends careers. Those were Dr. Baker's words as Amy was repeating them. And you also have Dr. Baker, who speaks to the immense pressure he was under, fielding death threats and phone calls and such. After all of this, we have some access to grand jury portion of this that transpired. And basically, he's asked at that time, you know, were you under any pressure to basically find a certain thing when it came to this autopsy? And he asked if he could, before answering the question, to consult with his attorney before answering that question, and then came back 2 hours later to answer the question. So you could see that there was this pressure felt from everyone involved. You know, you better do the right thing here, charge these cops, get them in prison, or else.
And this came out again. I don't know if I have all of her stats, but she, I think, specialized in police use of force cases. Is that correct?
Yep.
So yeah, this was her area of specialty. So was she kind of like directing the flow of traffic? And so they did the autopsy on him. And is it true that he had not watched any footage and prior to doing the autopsy? And so he was just looking at cause of death, and there was nothing that he found at that moment that connected it to use of force.
Yeah, he actually said that if George Floyd was found anywhere else, you know, if he was home alone, I would call this an overdose. Those are his own words. And again, these are findings that come back within 12 hours. And you're right, he didn't watch the viral Facebook video. We were all shown right away before doing that autopsy. But however, that autopsy is withheld from the public for nearly a week as prosecutors go back and forth with Dr. Baker, the medical examiner, over those days. And then you see sort of before your eyes this narrative changing. You have the FBI involved. They do their own autopsy. You have George Floyd's family. They hire their own, you know, medical experts, and they come up with independent findings that basically say George Floyd died from what you see on the video. But it's that autopsy and Dr. Baker's autopsy that, for some reason, are released on the very same day. So we have a lot of those handwritten notes in the film and in the book as well.
I love it. I encourage everybody to get to, we're going to put a link down below to the book. Just, it says that they're lying, the media, the left, and the death of George Floyd. There is so much to this case, and I don't care where you live or what you do. You don't have to be a citizen of Minneapolis for this to have impact you. If you've watched a professional sports game in the last 4 years, this has impacted you. It's like the workplace policy, curriculum in our grade schools, everything that was sort of at bay prior to this moment, this gave a green light to every movement that is now infiltrating so many places in our area. No one was really left better off because of this. You had a tweet recently from Cup Foods. Cup Foods is the local convenience store that called the police because they simply had a counterfeit bill trying to be sold there. I can't help but think that this has impacted them negatively financially. as a business, because I think they've been shut down pretty much since a few minutes after that case started rolling. What's the status with that business right now, and then other people that are now suing the city of Minneapolis?
Yeah, the interesting timing with all of this, but you have that area, 38th and in Chicago, they're suing the city of Minneapolis now, saying there's no police protection and it's been bad for their business as barriers have been put up and such. It's really quite, I don't know exactly the word frightening or whatnot that the area has turned into. It's a memorial to George Floyd. People come from all over the world to visit in a way, but, you know, became an autonomous zone for a very long time. There was, in fact, a pregnant woman who was murdered at 38th in Chicago not too long after the George Floyd incident. And yes, very unsafe. But now you have that area suing the city, saying, hey, we want our businesses back. You allowed all of this to happen. And this is, you know, 3 years later. So again, the consequences are still being felt. And I will say that I believe the only way that we can turn this around is if they tell the truth about this. This needs to somehow be rectified in a way. You can't just, you also have all of these people that have just doubled down and they know better at this point. So I'm not, like I said, not sure exactly how many of these players sleep at night, but yeah. I guess power, you know, power is pretty powerful in the end. You follow the money, you follow the power, and usually you get at the truth somewhere there.
Our founding fathers evolved the idea that you and I have within ourselves the God-given right and the ability to determine our own destiny. But freedom is never more than one generation away from extinction. We didn't pass it on to our children in the bloodstream. The only way they can inherit the freedom we have known is if we fight for it, protect it, defend it, and then hand it to them with the well-taught lessons of how they in their lifetime must do the same. And if you and I don't do this, then you and I may well spend our sunset years telling our children and our children's children what it once was like in America when men were free.
This is a crazy time to be alive.
Well, just in our lifetime, used to be where you'd hear your grandparents talk about how cheap gas was and stuff, and it was 75 years before, 50 years, you know, before.
And so we've seen a lot of changes since Biden took office. $700 more a month
than what you needed in January of 21 when he took office.
You might hear these kind of things and think, oh, that's overwhelming. I can't control the government. I can't control what they're doing. I can't control the spending. But we can take care of ourselves.
You want to make sure that you're buying bullion from somebody that you can trust and someone that does not charge you a commission when you go to sell.
If there's going to be a commission, have it on the front end, not the back end when it skyrockets and now you're like, oh my gosh, look at this big, huge commission I got to pay because it's on the back end before I sell it.
You can buy an ounce of silver for $23. So this is something everybody can get into. And if silver goes to $50, if it goes to $75, if it goes to $100, all of those profits are yours. And that's happening while the dollar is buying less and less at the actual grocery store.
So you can go to flyovergold.com, fill out your information. When you do that, someone from Dr. Kirk's team will get a hold of you to set up a free consultation. It doesn't cost you any money whatsoever. Or to do the same thing, you can just call 720-605-3900.
Have you ever wondered about ancient civilizations or the moon landing, chemtrails, the Nephilim, demons? Those are all things that fascinate me. Decided to use our platform of the Flyover Conservative podcast and create a new show called Conspiracy Conversations. Every Saturday morning, we get together with some of the brightest minds in the world that have spent thousands of hours on a topic, churning through the research, looking at things. They've traveled, they've been to the locations, they're looking for the truth because they're as curious as you and I are about what's true. What is really true about our past, where we came from, where we are, and where we're going? We don't bring on guests to iron out their wrinkles and find out the things that we disagree on, no more than I go to the grocery store and try to put everything in the whole store in my cart. I just try to walk out with better ideas than I had when I walked in. If you got something inside you that's like, what about that? I don't even know if I agree, but I would like to hear them out. If you have an open mind and a curious heart, we've got a show for you every Saturday morning at 8 o'clock, conspiracyconversations.com.
For more great content, go to flyoverconservatives.com.